time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Want to start by saying congratulations to the Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball team, winning the 7th District Championship Tuesday night over Madisonville North Hopkins at the Cab Gym. And you can read all about that and check out our photos and videos over at yoursportsedge.com. Also, a big football game coming up Friday night. The Tigers will go to Crittenden County with the number 2 seed in the district on the line. And that number 2 seed comes with a home playoff game, so a big district matchup Friday night when the Tigers go down to Crittenden County. And we're going to talk a lot of football this morning. Chris Evans from the Crittenden Press will join us. A little bit later on, we'll have Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. So stay with us for this show. We'll come back and have Chris Evans for you right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series Subcompact Tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Come see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at wkdzradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to start the day off by talking with Chris Evans from the Crittenden Press. Again, a big football game coming up Friday night. The Tigers will be at Crittenden County. Teams will be battling for the number 2 seed and a home playoff game. Chris, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Thank you.
Yeah, glad you could be on. And, you know, Crittenden County, Caldwell County, that's always a big matchup. But, you know, with that home playoff game on the line, it's even bigger this week.
Yeah, it sure is. And you can feel it in the air. Of course, our kids are feeling pretty good after they've won 5 of their last 6. And, you know, a crazy game last week over at Fort Campbell. They were kind of left for dead in the first half and came back and won that one. But yeah, it's a huge game. Nobody wants to go to Hancock County.
Yeah, that's a big difference, going to Hancock County or getting to play at home.
Yeah, sure. sure, absolutely. And even, you know, in years past, of course, we've gone over to Owensboro Catholic to die in the playoffs many times, as a lot of teams do. But, you know, in Hancock County, you're still 30 minutes from there when you get to Owensboro.
Oh, yeah.
it's a long trip. But yeah, there's a lot on this game. The Caldwell game always, as you know, is a big game in Crittenden County. I know Caldwell has other rivals, but that maybe are bigger games. But you know, for Crittenden, it's a big game, and people will come out. It's also the 40-year anniversary of the 85 state championship team, so there's going to be a celebration for that. Before the game, they're going to be tailgating in the end zone and class reunion going on for that. So all those folks will be back in. A lot of, you know, of course, still a lot of pride in that, you know. So it's a big weekend, Todd.
Yeah, nobody forgets those state championships.
No, they sure don't, especially when you only have one.
Yeah.
Now you guys have, what, two or three?
Well, we got to the state championship game again and just came up about 30 seconds shorter, or maybe we'd have three.
Yeah, and the Pat Gates had both of those, right?
No, the first one was Fred Clayton's team back in 63.
Fred. Okay.
And then Pat Gates had the one in 98.
Yeah.
So about every 35 years, you know, we have a really good team come through.
Yeah. You know, coincidentally, one of Crittenden's best teams was in 63 when they lost to Shelbyville back many years ago. 62 years?
Yeah, so, that early 60s was a pretty good period for Caldwell. And I don't want to get too far away from football, but basketball team won the second region championship back in 63-64. The Caldwell County High School basketball team did the year before. Princeton Dotson won it. And the only reason I bring that up is because I was at Providence one night and they were honoring their 1964 region championship team. And I was all kinds of confused because, you know, being a Caldwell County guy, I knew that Caldwell County won the region championship in 64. Well, Providence did win the championship in 64. It was just the third region championship. So,
yeah,
you know, the regions used to be drawn up just a little bit differently.
Well, you know, they, even in football now, Todd, I stay confused from back in the day when I was just strictly a sports guy, you know, worked at the Paducah Sun, covered sports day in, day out. The districts and of course, classification changes every couple of years now. And, it's hard for me to keep up where Tillman and some of those others, they jump around. You know, they move teams around. I don't know. I stay confused.
Well, I think the six classes has kind of messed things up just a little bit. It seems like the districts are more spread out than they used to. And then when the playoffs roll around, some teams have a 3 or 4 hour trip ahead of them to play a first-round playoff game.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some talk about eliminating that first round. There hadn't been many of those. It's usually, like you say, a long trip. It's usually a very lopsided game. But you know, if you do that, you have to give a bye to the one seed, and they don't particularly like to be off a week, you know, at this time of year. So I don't know what the answer is to all that. But you know, I do like this 6-team district that we're in right now. It's just the district games are more meaningful. I think there's a lot more talk around the games and excitement around the games. You know, when we had the 4-team district, everybody's going to the playoffs no matter what. At least you have to earn your stripes nowadays.
Yeah, you have to win a couple of games to get there. And, you know, I think whoever finishes as the 3 seed in our district has a chance to go to Hancock County and win that game. I saw them early in the year in a scrimmage over at Hopkins County Central, and I think Caldwell County and Crittenden County would both be pretty competitive with Hancock County this season.
Yeah, that's what I understand, too. They're out of Atwells up there now.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, that was a while back. Travis Atwell, I think, was Mr. Football one year from Hancock County.
He was indeed, and they were in our district.
Oh, yeah.
And they had another fellow, I can't call his name. I believe he was number 40 or 44. I think they had two of them, linebackers, and they sent a couple of our kids over to Mercy Regional.
Oh, wow.
The hospital, whatever it was up there. But, yeah, they were pretty good back in those days. And they you know, traditionally, Hancock's got a good program. So, and it's tough to win up there. It's a long trip. So, yeah, I think both of our coaches would like to just be home. And on top of that, Todd, you know, one of the biggest concerns is it's opening weekend for deer season the next day.
Yeah,
that always adds a little bit of you know, want to, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
to be home and get a little bit earlier in bed a little bit earlier.
Well, one of the issues we have in this end of the state, when you look at our region and then the way the playoffs shake out, is that we've got two big dogs. We've got Mayfield and we've got Owensboro Catholic, and you know, those are teams that here lately have been competing for state championships, it seems like, year in and year out. So, you know, you're hoping to get a game in the playoffs that maybe you can fare well in that first week, but then you know that Mayfield or Owensboro Catholic are going to be waiting for you somehow or other in that second round.
Yeah, this 2A in this side of the state is just really tough. And you know, you guys, Caldwell, you know, over the years had a lot of teams go over there and die too. It's very difficult. Of course, Mayfield, this is nothing new. And then when you put OCAS in with it, you know, they recruit from all over, and they're going to be good year in, year out, private school. So yeah, it was a whole lot easier when we were playing in 1A, you know. I think if Crittenden was in the 1A this year, probably have a chance to maybe get to the semis. I don't know. I'm not sure who all. I hadn't paid that close attention. I know in West Kentucky, they would have a pretty good chance of getting out of here for sure. But, you know, I don't know where these rankings came from. You know how things pop up in your email from time to time. This week it was allegedly came from Sports Illustrated, and it had the second Class 2 state rankings, Class 2A state rankings, and had us 16 and Caldwell 15.
Okay. Be pretty close then, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Again, I don't it could have been one of those AI-generated things off Max Preps. I have no idea. I don't have a lot of faith in that stuff.
Yeah, and you look at the RPI, and the teams are fairly close too, so it should be a fairly close game, I would think, Friday night down in Marion. And, Chris, I know you're kind of like me. You're a bit of a history buff, and I think we've talked about it before, but Caldwell and Crittenden have played every year since 1974. But if you start going back and talking about Princeton, Butler, and the old Marion Blue Terrors, this series goes back to 1921. I mean, that's over 100 years that the two communities have been playing football against each other.
Oh, yeah. And you hear most of those old guys are gone now. But, you know, in decades past, I used to just love to sit and talk with them at the coffee shops or barber shops around town. And, you know, they would talk about the Thanksgiving Day game.
Oh, yeah.
And that was such a big deal. And people would wear, you know, their Sunday best and go play football. It was just, it was a grand affair.
Yeah, it was always like an early afternoon game. I guess nobody had lights back then. So the big thing, you'd go watch the bands and then go watch the football game.
I think you and I talked about that. Would it be cool to recreate that at some point on a Saturday afternoon or something like that? Or shoot, let the kids out of school, let everybody else work early. Let's play on a Friday afternoon. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, if you look back and all the records I could find, teams from Princeton and teams from Marion, this will be the 90th meeting all time between the two communities, again, going back to 1921. So that's a long
time. Did you count up the W's and the L's? Because I've done that before, and it's pretty doggone lopsided.
I've got Princeton leading 61, 26, and 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's – and I think, 45 and 12 maybe or something that?
For Caldwell and Crittenden, yeah.
For Caldwell and Crittenden, yeah. It's of course, you know, the last two or three years have been pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Y'all got us last year over there, and I think we won the two before. But you know what? I think, and again, I haven't seen you all play. I know a lot of people, you know, over there and some people with kids on the team and that go to the games, and we talk. And It sounds like thing, you know, y'all got a pretty exciting football team. I know you got a couple of pretty special players there that are really and some names some names that I hadn't seen before too. I think and you got one kid that's just back new this year or something.
Colson Maddox came back to football this year. Yeah, he's the running back.
Yeah. He's like your is he your so the Wilson boy, he's kind of an all-purpose guy, right? I mean, he's your receiver, and he has a lot of carries too, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, Cam Wilson can do a little bit of everything. He can run the ball or catch the ball. He can play defense for you, make a big play. He's kind of the Mr. Everything for Caldwell County right now.
So now the Lander boy, that's quarterback, is he there? I remember didn't you have a kicker that was Lander?
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, you kind of got me on that one. Dalen's come a long way, though, and he's a starter since his freshman year, and he's a junior now. So for the last couple of years, we were kind of inexperienced in a lot of spots, and now the team has gotten to where it does have some experience, and, you know, that's a big part of the shift in the record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6-2 as opposed to, you know, the last couple of years where we struggled a little bit, and 2 years ago, the team was 1-10, but, you know, every school, especially a smaller school, is going to have a cycle where it's down for a little while, and you hope it's a short cycle and that you can ride back to the top in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I have my coach's show here, and I usually do it on Wednesdays, but I had to do it a little earlier in the week this week, so... talking with Coach Courtney, he couldn't quit talking about the Lander boy and how he's got a cannon of an arm and just has made, like you said, just over the years has just gotten so much better. Is he somebody that's got an opportunity to move on to the next level?
I think so. He's a real athletic kid. He can run the ball a little bit. You know, unfortunately, I guess in a way, we've seen so many running clock games the last 4 or 5 or 6 games that Dalen hasn't really had to do a whole lot. You know, we hand the ball off and run 70 yards for a touchdown, and the next thing you know, you've had a couple of big plays and the game's out of hand, and you've got your subs in there, which, I mean, it's good to get those wins, but, you know, I don't think some of the guys have been pressed maybe the way they have been the last couple of years.
Yeah, that sounds like a Mayfield problem,
yeah,
doesn't it? I mean, you don't know what you've got till the third week of the playoffs. You know?
So it's just interesting how that works out sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
We're talking this morning with Chris Evans from the Crittenden Press. And, Chris, you mentioned being at the Paducah Sun years ago. How long have you been at the Crittenden Press now?
Oh, gosh, Todd. I came back, so 32 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been the editor of the Crittenden Press. Yeah, it's about time for me to retire, man. I've been thinking about it. If I could find some heir apparent, I would probably take them in and try to groom them and try to turn this over to somebody. So if you know anybody out there in the media realm that's interested, have them give me a shout. But you know, I tell you something, it's kind of crazy is I'm going to miss this week's game. A good friend of mine, federal judge Alan Stout. A lot of people over in Princeton probably know Alan. He was county attorney over here for many years. He's retiring from the federal bench in Louisville tomorrow. So I'm going up to that. He's a dear friend, and I can't miss that. But gosh, you know, it was a tough choice because I haven't missed a Rocket football game in years. You know, I see where Scott Brown is always posting the number of games that he has been to in consecutive order or something like that for Creek County. And I know you've been to a whole lot of those. Of course, mine spans when I started out in the newspaper business down in Tennessee, started writing for a newspaper in 1979. But I tried to tally all of mine up. Of course, I kind of had to guess on some playoff numbers, but it's somewhere around 520 or something like that, I believe is what it was.
Oh, wow.
Friday night football game. So, yeah. And I really, I'm sure I'll keep going after I retire, but that what comes after the game is what really kind of brings you down. You know, you've got a lot of work when the game's over. I always coveted the radio guys, you know, because they just pack up their suitcase and go on home.
Oh, know? Yeah. Yeah, and if you've got to write, you know, we do a lot of that for your sportsedge.com, too. You've got to go home and get your notes together and get your stats together and put together a story and go through your photos. And, you know, you maybe have a few interviews you need to go through as well. So, yeah, I always tell people that when the game is over, that's when my job begins.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes me till at least midnight, you know, and if I'm on the road, sometimes more and any more. I know you're like I am. There's so much. You feel like you have to post stuff on all these media platforms. There's so much. It really is multimedia. You know, the kids want to see it on TikTok. The parents want to see it on Facebook, and you feel like you have to be everywhere, and that just takes more time. You know.
Well, and I think back in the day, you wrote for a specific audience. And these days, I think you have to write just a little bit differently because once you put something on the internet, it's worldwide at that point. You know, you're no longer just writing for Caldwell County or for Crittenden County or for your, you know, the people who get your paper or whatever. I mean, once you post that story, everybody can see it.
Sure. And for you, it's even more difficult because your Sports Edge is a regional entity. You know, I can still be a homer and get away with it pretty easy, you know, and I do, and I make no apologies for that. I write to the Crittenden County audience still, even though it is out there in the world wide web. But, yeah, it changes things when you're, you know, people across the state read. And I'll tell you, it's kind of funny is the kid over at, the Atwell boy over at, Owensboro Catholic, you know, the quarterback the last few years, I had identified him as Travis Atwell's son. Well, it was Travis was actually his uncle. I'm not sure where I got that, but I assumed the information was good. So I wrote that and talked about it. We went over to the game over at Owensboro Catholic once, and I'm walking across the field, and he's hollering, "He's not my dad! He's not my dad!" And I'm like, I'm turning around to see if I have a paternity problem here, you know. and it's that one. He said, "He's my uncle." You know, and I'm sorry, but I'll get it corrected. So yeah, everybody's eyes are on this. You never know whose eyes are on it anyway. You know,
you know who used to kind of have that problem was Matt and Michael Frelix, because every writer in Western Kentucky would say that they were brothers. Well, they're first cousins, you know, so easy mistake, but sometimes once somebody writes something, everybody else just kind of follows along, and it just, you know, the same thing happens over and over. But,
you know, Todd, it's funny to say that this week, of course, our volleyball team, I'm sure you've been following the volleyball, but our girls won Tuesday night, beat Livingston for the eighth straight district championship, which is, you know, unprecedented for all sports in Crittenden County. No team's ever won eight straight district championships. But I guess I'm just kind of going back through, of course, I've been writing about this for several, you know, when they got to five, six, seven, you know, over the years. But then I was looking back in 2021 on the Ryards KHSAA scoreboard, you know, the website showed Livingston beating us in the championship of the fifth district tournament. And
really?
I thought, whoa, I have been writing this wrong for years. And then I thought, man, I know that can't be right. I mean, I've written it forever and nobody's ever said anything. Livingston's never said. So I actually called one of the dads and it was early Wednesday morning, yesterday morning. I was finishing up the paper real early. I mean, it wasn't even daylight, but I knew the dad is a school teacher. So I knew he was up getting ready for school. And I said, "What's up with this?" He said, "Oh, it's wrong on there." He said, "We've tried to get them to change it for years." And so, but I was second guessing myself happened to be that it is wrong on the Ryard scoreboard. And I guess now, of course, all that's changed over now. I think Ryard still sponsors it, but KHSAA is
has contracted out that scoreboard to Arbiter now. And so apparently they can't make any change. I don't know. That's what he told me anyway.
Yeah,
so I'm buying it. I'm buying it for now.
Yeah, there are definitely some issues on the scoreboard. I mean, it's a valuable resource, but you have to double check some things every now and then because there are some games that aren't correct. There's a few Caldwell County football scores that originally went up with the correct score, and somehow through the years those have changed. And I've even noticed in some soccer stats. I went back through some soccer stats one time, and Caldwell County's year-by-year stats, there are years where those are not correct. So, again, it's a great resource, but you just have to double-check everything that's on there before you run with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, where do you reconcile it, though? I mean, it's like some of the stats that I've got here from many years ago that I've done myself, and people say, well, I thought I had more, tackles than that back then. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, where do you reconcile? I mean, you don't, really. I mean, you almost have to take that source as being a credible source. But yeah, when it starts changing, that's when you got to – of course, all of that stuff relies on self reporting.
Oh yeah,
we'll couch it with that. It's self-reported by the coach. Well, supposedly the coaches, but in some cases, someone is assigned to. It could be an assistant coach. It could be someone else that's assigned to report that stuff. So take that for what it is.
Yeah. Well, Chris, can you kind of give us a scouting report on the Crittenden County team to expect this week? Because again, Caldwell 6-2, Crittenden's 5-3. Mm-hmm. We expect another barn burner in the series.
You know, I don't think it's any secret. We have two pretty good players. I mean, we got a lot of good players, but two pretty good offensive players. And we've got some good defense players too. But, I think the names, the household names, so to speak, Quinn Summers at quarterback and Caden Howard, receiver. Caden's now the all-time leading receiver in Crittenden County history. I think we track 26 receiving type records. Some of those are individual class records and stuff, like when you're a sophomore, but anyway, the guy that keeps them, Andy Hunt, he tracks all that. And I think Caden has maybe 19 to 26 records in the receiving category.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I say almost quietly done this because, I mean, we've had a lot of good receivers, but, he's been starting since he was a freshman and contributing, since he was a freshman. So he's piled it all up, and he's a good player. And, he and Quinn both, quarterback, and Quinn's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had, too. Great athlete, plays shortstop on the baseball team, has a great pedigree. All his dad and his uncles were really good football players. But between them, they have a great chemistry as well. But they missed two games early in the season, and it was very difficult. We lost one of those. Actually, we won one of them, played Union City, Tennessee, which is typically a very, very powerful team, very good team out of West Tennessee. But we were able to get them in a pretty close game. So those two guys on defense, Braden Poindexter, our middle linebacker, he's a senior, and he's a really good player. He's sideline to sideline, makes a lot, averaging over 10 tackles a game. And up on the line, Braden Brandsassy, and if you can spell that one, I'll give you a dime. you may know.
I have seen it. I don't know if I could do it right now as a spelling bee or not, but.
Yeah, Brand Sassy is a senior, and he's as tough a football player as we've ever had, honestly. A good kid. I mean, he broke his arm over at Fort Campbell and was trying to get back on the field, and they're going to tape him up, and he's going to play this week. I think they're going to even cast him this time with, I guess, a soft cast or something, so whatever they wrap it now or whatever they can do to get him in the game. But we've got a pretty good team. When we're clicking, our defense just really won the game last week at Fort Campbell. Fort Campbell, we shot ourselves in the foot, turned the ball over, gave them short field, and our defense had to defend the red zone seven or eight times, and we held them at least half. Four times we got stopped in there. Our defense is good at time. Now, I know you guys have a lot of weapons, so we'll see. Our secondary's as good as probably, is it to me. We've got more skilled kids than we probably traditionally have had, and that's true for the last few years. But, it's going to be a good game. I think if it's the question is going to come down to whose team's star performers can be somewhat contained, if you will. You don't stop those guys usually unless they get hurt and leave the game. But, between your guys and ours, if we can, it's one of those games that the stars are going to determine the outcome, I think.
Should be another fun one, Chris. We appreciate the time this morning and talking sports with us.
Yeah, appreciate it, Todd. Always good to be on.
That's Chris Evans of the Crittenden Press. Appreciate him. We've got Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung coming up next. Stay with us as we roll on here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Trice Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Trice Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Trice Hughes.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing. And if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
This October, show your support for breast cancer awareness and save. At our loyal listener Big Deals store, you'll get 20% off everything. Shop incredible local deals and help shine a light on this important cause. Pink is powerful. Snap up the savings and support those affected by breast cancer. Visit our website to join the movement and grab your deal. Sale ends soon, so don't wait to save and support.
Save today. Click Big Deals at WPKYonline.com.
We are back here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, appreciate Chris Evans of the Crittenden Press for joining us this morning. Big football game coming up Friday night down at Crittenden County, Tigers and Rockets, and we'll have it for you here on WPKY. Stay with us on the Sideline Report. We've got Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung with us next here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Cadiz Trigg County Tourism invites you to visit us soon and often. We have so much to offer. Find more at gocadiz.com. Kentucky, find what moves you.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
Envision your next move. November 5th at 10 o'clock, Ranch and Farm Auctions, in cooperation with Whitetail Properties, present more than 946 acres in Hopkins County, split into 15 premium tracts. Whether you're looking for farmland, a recreational getaway, or a solid investment, these properties offer incredible potential. Join the auction live at the Ballard Convention Center or bid online at ranchandfarmauctions.com. Opportunities like this do not wait. Don't miss it. November 5th at 10 o'clock.
Every 2 minutes, breast cancer changes a woman's life in the U.S. We invite you to stand together in hope, strength, and support. Goodwin Funeral Home, the Persnickety Pig, and West Kentucky Memorials have united in the fight against breast cancer. Because every woman's story matters. Join us as we honor survivors, remember those we've lost, and work toward a cure. Together, our support makes a difference. Let's show breast cancer it picked the wrong community.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. As promised, Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. And, Coach, it's Crittenden County week, and that always hits a little bit different.
Yeah, it's always been a big week, even before it was a district game. It's a big rivalry between the two of us. One of our shortest trips, so it's a big game, and now it has implications for playoffs.
Well, and that's a big deal. I don't know if you – heard Chris Evans earlier this morning, but there's a big difference between getting to play at home and getting on a bus and going to Hancock County.
Yeah, nobody wants to go have to go all the way to Hancock County. That's a long way to get to Hallsville. I've never been there, so I don't want to go there this year. So that's our goal. We don't want to go. We want a home playoff game, and I'm sure that that's what Crittenden County wants as well. So, that's what we're playing for, and it's a big game, and it's going to be good weather, and I think it'll be a really good night for Friday night football.
You know, it was great having six home football games this year, but, Coach, those things just – that whole season blew by. You know, it feels like I don't know, it just feels like the season went by so fast that we need one more home game.
At least one more. I'd love to have more, but I don't know how we could get that. But, you know, it has gone by very fast. You know, it seems like yesterday that we were in the preseason. It actually feels like the last season just ended, and it'll start to sink in on the kids. You know, when you get into those games where it's do or die, you win or go home, it really ramps everything up, it's bittersweet because, you know, we've had a good season. Crittenden County has had a good season, and nobody wants to see their season come to an end. So that really makes those Friday nights really special. You know, it's hard for me to, and I'm sure a lot of these kids, it's hard to think about anything else other than that. You know, I spend a lot of time working on Saturdays and Sundays getting ready for football. And I told my wife the other day, I said, you know, it feels like, you know, I get up and go to work at 5:30 in the morning, and then I get home at, you know, 6:30, and I'm home for a couple hours, and I go to bed and do it again. That's the way football season is. So, you know, that's I love it. You know, you really got to love it to want to do it because it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work for the kids. I mean, they put in a lot of time. So,
well, we do like all the home games, but you also have to have as a competitor, you have to get fired up a little bit when you see a game on the schedule that's at Trigg County or at Crittenden County, one of those big rivalries where you can go into their place and you know they're going to be ready for you. But from a competitive standpoint, that has to get you fired up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does. It gets you fired up. And, you know, it's just we try to focus on what's right in front of us, not implications down the road. And that's really what I've tried to emphasize with the kids in practice this week, that you really need to focus on Friday night and going and getting things done Friday night and not to worry about anything beyond that. So,
Well, Crittenden County is going to honor their 85 state champs before the game, 40-year anniversary of that. You know there's going to be a lot of Rocket fans there. I think with a short trip, Caldwell County will travel well, so it should be an exciting atmosphere to get to play Friday night.
Yeah, we will. We'll travel well, I guarantee it. We have great fans. Our fans travel anywhere we go. We have a pretty good fan support, and you know, it makes a big difference, especially, you know, when you go over to Crittenden Counties and they got those people walking up and down that hill. It helps to have plenty of support over there. You know, it's a hostile environment. It's a good place to play, but it's a little hostile over there. And, you know, it's good to have some people over there on your side. And you know, hopefully we go over there and have a good showing.
You guys had an extra day to get ready for this one. Did that kind of help you a little bit having the Thursday game last week?
Yeah, it did. I mean, we came in Friday and we watched film. We watched film of Crittenden, and what that did was we watched film on Monday and Tuesday, and we were able to get right out on Wednesday. We went right out and practiced. So we've watched a bunch of film. We've had good practices. So hopefully it'll show at the game. You know, really, you get to this time of the year, you don't want to beat your kids up. You don't want to wear your kids out. But you want to make sure they're ready. So that's what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to get people ready, because we're going to play a really good football team, and, you know, we want to be ready when we get over there.
Last week against Todd County Central, was the game plan just to try to take control of that game early if you could, and then make sure nobody got hurt, because you have the game at Crittenden this week, and then a big matchup against a Murray team next week. It's not a district game anymore, but they're going to be undefeated. Probably.
Yeah, they'll probably be undefeated. But, you know, we're worried about Friday night. You know, we'll start worrying about Murray on Saturday morning. And I'm sure they'll be good. It'll be a good tune-up game for us going into the playoffs. But, you know, we want to make sure we take care of Crittenden on Friday night first.
You know, you look at the Caldwell County stats this season, and Coach, we really don't have anybody that jumps out as a, you know, big stat numbers. But it just it feels like we've kind of had success just across the board this year as a team.
Well, we don't have a lot of stats because we've been pretty big play dominated. You know, in the games that we've lost, we didn't get to run a lot of plays because we weren't getting first downs. And in the games that we won, we had a lot of big plays. So when you get a lot of big plays, you don't build up, you don't pile up a lot of stats. You don't compile a lot of stats. I guess that's a better way to – we've got a lot of touchdowns, though. I mean, I think we're averaging almost 40 points a game, and our defense has created a lot of scoring opportunities, and you know, we've scored on special teams, and when you score in all those other ways, you don't necessarily compile a bunch of offensive stats, but we have the potential to do that with several people. We have some good players all over our offense, and we have a pretty solid offensive line, I feel like, and so, you know, they could be deceiving about what kind of offense you were. You know, we may not have a guy that has 500 yards rushing, but we definitely have some guys that could have a big game. So, you know, that's what we're hoping. You know, we don't have a 500-yard receiver either. So, but those stats can be, like I said, stats can be misleading because we are a good offense and a good defense.
Chris Evans was mentioning Daylon Lander at quarterback quite a bit. And, you know, the funny thing is, Daylon hasn't had to put up big numbers for you guys this year so far.
I mean, no, we Daylon's numbers are really misleading about what kind of player he is, because he's a really balanced player. He can hurt you with his feet, and he's got a big arm to throw the ball. And you know, we had to replace three receivers that started last year, and we've got some kids that have stepped in and done a good job at receiver. Drew Stevens and Zy Rollins and Derek Wilson have stepped in at three of those receiver spots, and they've done a good job. And we haven't needed them to have big games yet. They've had some good catches, but they block well. They do a lot of the little things that you need teams to do. So, you know, the thing about our offense is, you know, if you take something away, we're just going to go to somebody else. We have the ability to spread the ball around and do different things with different people. So we're not a one-dimensional team. So I think that's what's led to much of our success this year.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride.
Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements. The Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Thanks a lot for joining us on this Thursday morning. Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. A big trip to Crittenden County coming up Friday night that we'll have for you here on WPKY. And, Coach, what do you know about the Crittenden County Rockets?
Well, I mean, they are really good offensively. You know, Coach Barry does a really good job over there calling their offense. And, you know, they have a quarterback that is as good as any quarterback around. He's got a really quick release. He can run the ball. And then they have probably the best receiver in Western Kentucky with the Howard kid. You know, you can even when you double him, they give him the ball. So they're, you know, we know they're going to try to get him the ball. And, you know, they've had some other kids step up. The Sosh kid's been playing for a while, and the Lavelle kid's been making some big plays for him. I feel like the Brandsassy kid is probably one of the best linemen in Western Kentucky. He's a big, strong kid, plays both sides of the ball, and he's given us problems for the last couple years. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure we take care of him. And, you know, they're going to make some plays on offense, and we just have to make more.
Yeah. Should be a big matchup down at Crittenden County. Mentioned that it's a series that if you go back to Marion and Princeton, this thing goes back over 100 years. The first Princeton-Marion game was in 1921.
Yeah, it's a cool rivalry, too, because, you know, we're both kind of rural county schools that are not very big. And, you know, a lot of your rural county schools didn't start playing football that long ago. So it's pretty cool to see two counties like that that have such a rich football history and have been playing football for so long. You know, a lot of the adults and parents and grandparents have football backgrounds. And, you know, that's pretty cool to see in Western Kentucky because there's a lot of places that haven't been playing football that long.
You guys go into the contest with a little momentum after the big win over Todd County Central, but Crittenden also has some momentum after the comeback at Fort Campbell last week. I believe I heard it was the biggest comeback in school history for the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great win. You know, it says a lot about how resilient their kids are, that they didn't give up and keep playing. You know, Fort Campbell's got some good athletes that can make some plays, and Crittenden was able to weather that storm early and get back in the game. You know, it was a very impressive win by them. So, you know, you got to make sure you – a team like Crittenden County with the ability they have to score so fast, if you get up on them, you better make sure you take them out because they don't quit. They kept playing.
So what's the keys to victory on Friday?
Turnovers. It always is turnovers. And we've done great this year at forcing turnovers. I didn't even realize that I was looking at the state stats. We've forced 16 fumbles this year.
Yeah.
We lead the 2A in forced fumbles. So we got some interceptions. So that's played a big part in our success this year. And, you know, if we come out on the better half of that, then it'll probably help us.
Yeah. Should be another fun matchup with the Rockets. And I would advise Caldwell County fans to get there early. Seats might be tough to come by. So get there early and anticipate a big crowd.
Yeah, I would bring a lawn chair if I was there.
Yeah. Coach, good luck to you guys Friday night.
Thanks, Don.
Tiger head coach Aaron McClung as the Caldwell County Tigers get set to go to Crittenden County for a big district matchup, a home playoff date on the line Friday night when the Tigers play the Crittenden County Rockets, and we'll have the matchup for you right here on WPKY Friday night as well. Our football coverage beginning with your Sports Edge Football Friday at 5:30 on Friday. That's going to wrap us up this morning for the Sideline Report. Again, appreciate Chris Evans of the Crittenden Press for coming on this morning. And thanks to Tiger head coach Aaron McClung for joining us. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks for joining us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.